1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
There's going to be some basketball on the Emporia State campus here this weekend. Granny basketball, and Carmen Leeds has more about the upcoming Jamboree.
Yeah, hosted by the Emporia Hot Flashes. Carmen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Nice to have you here. Hope you're doing well.
Yes, everything's good as long as I can get into the building and get out.
Still a concern, huh?
Well, no, we're doing okay here on campus. Our crews did a really, really good job. But, you know, it keeps melting, and then it just keeps coming back. So.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Carmen, of course, runs the Memorial Union on the campus of Emporia State University and is heavily involved with Kansas Granny Basketball and more specifically, the Emporia Hot Flashes. And it is, a Jamboree weekend coming up, Carmen?
It is. There are several different states that have jamborees to kick off our seasons. So most of us start playing in February, and our seasons run February through May or so. So I think Iowa has a jamboree. We host a jamboree. And then Texas, which is a state that's really exploding with granny basketball teams right now, they're having a jamboree as well, just to kind of kick off the season.
Okay, so what is the schedule, at least tentatively, coming up here for Emporia State University here this weekend?
Well, we will be down at the Emporia State Recreation Center here on campus, and our games will start at 9 o'clock. We'll have what we call Granny Circle at 8:30, and that's where we'll all come together, form a big circle. We have a sportsmanship statement and some hymns for granny basketball, and we'll kind of do all those kind of fun things. And then we'll kick off with our first game starting at 9. Since it's a jamboree, our goal is to let the teams that attend play as many different opponents as possible, just to see different styles of play. So we're not going to play full games. We're going to play 30-minute halves, I guess, for lack of a better word. And so each team will have four halves, so they can play four different opponents instead of just playing maybe two different opponents. So in the past, the teams that have come have appreciated that because some teams are new, some have been experienced, and so you just get a different style of play with every team that you play. And so the more exposure you can have, the more it'll prepare you for your season.
So, Carmen, how many teams will be coming in?
We have, outside of ourselves, we have 12 teams that will be visiting us.
Nice. How did the Emporia State University get to host? Let me ask you that.
Well, you know, when we had our team form several years ago, we had a lot of teams in Wichita, and we had a lot of teams in Kansas City, Lawrence. And I'm just like, you know, we're in the middle. This might be an opportunity to bring teams together where the travel wouldn't be excessive. And so I worked with the rec center and Mike Wise and just said, hey, would this be a possibility? We would obviously want multiple courts. And then since we were our philanthropy as our team is Corky's Cupboard, we're like, hey, well, everything that we do, all the proceeds will go to Corky's Cupboard. And so the rec center has graciously allowed us to use their space without having to pay for it, since they know the funds are going to go back here on campus to our students.
So is there an admission then fee, or how's that work, Carmen?
We do not have an admissions fee. We just asked if you would like to donate food, canned foods or anything for the pantry or cash for the pantry. Everything will go for there. So no admission, just if you want to donate, we would definitely appreciate it.
So how does the spectating work? I know there are there any stands. There's not any stands there. I mean, how do you get the folks in to watch this?
Yeah, we ask everybody to bring your chair.
Okay.
bring your favorite lounge chair. We do have a few extra just in case people don't get the memo. But all of our granny teams know to tell their fans to bring chairs. And then we try to keep the teams sort of on the same court as much as possible, so that kind of once you get settled in, you know, you're able to watch your team. But we keep all the curtains up, so if you get a good spot, you could watch three different courts at the same time and check out three different games.
I'm going to ask Carmen, how do you think the Hot Flashes are going to do?
I think we'll do okay. I'm going to be honest, some of the new teams that are forming seem to be a bit younger. As in, they're still over 50, but they're younger. And people are figuring out that height is a true advantage in granny basketball because you can't jump. So height becomes very important. So we've really seen a lot of the new teams that have formed are younger and taller. So I think we'll do good. We've done well in the past. Our philosophy for our team is that we try to have everyone play every position. The positions we have guards who play offense, centers who are in the middle and transition the ball, and then forwards who are defense. And some teams really kind of pigeonhole their players into one area, and that's all they do. But I feel like our gals came to play and want to have a full experience, so we try to give everyone experience in all those positions, which I think helps us in the long run. They have a better understanding of the game. If we get in foul trouble, then they've already played that position before. We mix people up where we don't always play with the same partner. So I think that's helped us in the past, just being very versatile and flexible.
What about your Hot Flashes numbers? Are they good, Carmen?
Yeah, we are. We're at 13. We did add a new player this year, simply because we had one player that's getting a new knee, so they're going to be out for the season. But there's always times that we don't have a granny that can play, and 12 is a good number because you play six at a time.
Yeah.
So usually in a quarter we'll play six, and then the second half of the quarter we'll rotate in a new six. So 12 is a good number. If you get too high, then people don't maybe get to play as much, and you want to try to keep everybody happy and have a good experience.
Outstanding. Well, Carmen, go ahead and, I guess, reset the at least the general schedule for what's taking place Saturday at the Student Rec Center.
Yes. So our games start at 9 o'clock. The Hot Flashes play. They have a 9 o'clock, 30-minute game, and then a 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, and 12:30. And then I did want to also mention that we do have an auction as well to help continue to fundraise for Corky's Cupboard. So we are going to be getting all those together tomorrow evening. So the Hot Flashes do have a Facebook page, so we'll be posting what we have. Most of us just here from our local community who are wonderful supporters of our auction. So if people come, bring a little extra cash or a way to pay for an auction item. And that auction will close at 1:45.
Okay.
So you'll have an opportunity to watch some games and then look at the auction table and take a few things home. We've got a lot of gift certificates for food, stuff from sports places and pet places, and homemade stuff with quilts and afghans and woodworking. So come check all that out as well.
So the Facebook, what, Emporia Hot Flashes? Is that where we can find you? Okay.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, sounds good. Well, Carmen, good luck with the jamboree here this weekend, and good luck for the season.
Yeah, and our colors are, our primary colors are red, so if you want to wear the appropriate colors.
There you go.
Walk in there with some red or gold and support the Hot Flashes. We would appreciate it.
Thanks for your time, Carmen. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, Carmen.
Thank you, guys.
Have a good day. Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, Carmen Leeds with the Emporia Hot Flashes. The Emporia Hot Flashes Jamboree, Granny Basketball Jamboree, happening on the campus of Emporia State here this Saturday.
Don't forget, too, that if you would like to be part of the morning show, if you have an event or an activity or a cause that you would like to have highlighted, it's a super easy process. All you have to do is call us at 620-342-4255.